There was another sighting yesterday of the snake, and it goes to where the previous sightings were. So there are some people out at the moment looking in that vicinity to see if they can locate it and try to secure it so we can get it to somewhere safe.
Was it close to where the previous sighting was, or was it far away?
It was quite close to the previous sighting. The expert advice we've been given is that it won't move too far. Really, it's likely to be within a 50-metre radius of where it was seen yesterday.
And what do you say, Conor, to people who may see it again? What's the advice?
What we would like people to do is, if possible, if they have a plastic container that they could put over the snake, put something heavy on it just to secure it, to give people time to get there to pick it up. Because the chance of having somebody in the right place at the right time are a bit slim.
If there's a change in the weather, do you know, will that make any change to the snake's movements, or does it particularly like the current hot weather, or if the weather changes and gets colder, would that make it disappear, or, you know, how does it react to weather and changes in temperature?
Well, the weather is likely to have a huge impact on the snake's behaviour. We believe that snakes quite regularly escape from the captivity. They're great escape artists. But normally what happens when they do is they might curl up around a hot pipe somewhere under the floorboards, or they'll just die. What we're seeing now, and this is the second incident this year with the warm weather, that the snake is able to move around outside, perhaps even hunt and feed. We believe the snake is possibly either a boa constrictor or a royal python. A couple of experts have given different opinions based on photographs. Either way, both of those types of snakes are constrictors, which means they're not venomous. They kill their prey by crushing it. And from what we've seen, the snake is quite small. So we would like to reassure people that, except for very small animals, it should be quite harmless.